Like I say, we appreciate the privilege and the opportunity to come this way tonight, be in the service. Just ask you to pray for us for just a minute. Be able to get ourselves out of the way. Do that, and we feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. If you want to read with us tonight, we're going to read some out of the 32nd chapter of the book of Genesis. Genesis, the 32nd chapter. This very familiar scripture, I know tonight. Just ask you to pray for us. I'm going to read the whole chapter, starting with the first verse. I thought about the song that Susan mentioned there. I believe Robert led it. Where could I go? And I'm sitting there thinking, well, I'm glad I got somewhere to go. Someone to go. Someone that you can lean on. He won't let you down. He really won't. A lot of things in life will, but he won't. He will not let you down. He'll not leave you. He'll not forsake you, but he will go with you. I believe Jesus told them disciples, he said, lo, I go with you all the way, even unto the end. It's good to know somebody go with you to the end. It is. They're coming in. A lot of folks don't, I guess, look at things like I do sometimes. That's okay. There will come an end. There's an end. One writer said, I believe it was Peter, said the end of all things is at hand. I know he's talking about something else, but the truth of it is the end of all things is at hand. We don't know one day the next. We really don't. Good to be here tonight, and I appreciate the privilege and the opportunity. I'm going to read, starting with the first verse. And Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him. And when Jacob saw them, he said, this is God's host. And he called the name of that place Mahanaim. And Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau, his brother, unto the land of Seir, the country of Edom. He commanded them, saying, thus shall you speak unto my lord Esau, thy servant Jacob saith thus, I have sojourned with Laban and stayed there until now. And I have oxen and asses, flocks and men servants, women servants. And I have sent to tell my lord that I may find grace in thy sight. And the messengers returned to Jacob, saying, we came to thy brother Esau, and also he cometh to meet thee, and 400 men with him. Then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed. And he divided the people that was with him, and the flocks and herds and camels, into two bands. And said, if Esau come to the one company and smite it, then the other company which is left shall escape. And Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, the Lord which saidest unto me, Return unto thy country and to thy kindred, and I will deal well with thee. I am not worthy of the least of all thy mercies and all the truth which thou hast showed unto thy servant. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I am become two bands. Deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother and from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he will come and smite me and the mother with the children. And thou saidest, I will surely do thee good, and make thy seed as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude. And he lodged there that same night, and took of that which came to his hand, a present for Esau his brother, 200 she-goats and 20 he-goats, 200 ewes and 20 rams, 30 milch camels with their colts, 40 kine, 10 bulls, 20 she-asses, 10 foals. He delivered them into the hand of his servants, every drove by themselves, and said unto his servants, Pass over before me, and put a space betwixt drove and drove. And he commanded the foremost, saying, When Esau my brother meeteth thee, and asketh thee, saying, Whose art thou, and whither goest thou, and whose are these before thee? Then thou shalt say, They be thy servant Jacob's. It is a present sent unto my lord Esau, and behold also, he is behind us. And so commanded he the second and the third, and all that followed the droves, saying, On this manner shall you speak unto Esau when you find him. And say ye moreover, Behold, thy servant Jacob is behind us. For he said, I will appease him with the present that goeth before me, and afterward I will see his face peradventure. He will accept me. So went the present over before him, and himself lodged that night in the company. And he rose up that night and took his two wives and his two women servants and his 11 sons and passed over the ford Jabbok. And he took them and sent them over the brook, and sent over that he had. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, Let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, What is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. And Jacob asked him and said, Tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, Wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. And as he passed over Penuel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. Therefore the children of Israel eat not of the sinew which shrank, which is upon the hollow of the thigh unto this day, because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh in the sinew that shrank. Now I know that's a good bit of reading tonight, and I know that it's nothing new that we even going to try to bring out tonight as far as that goes, but I got a thought. And you just have to pray for us. Bear with us just a little bit. There's some things I knowed about where this scripture was, and I knowed which side of the page is on. I was trying my best to find it. And there's one thing, there's several things in this scripture that ought to help us as men and women of the Lord. It really ought to help us. Jacob was in the place to where he had been gone for 20 years. And he had been down with Laban, and you know the story down there and how that Laban had changed. He said, "You've changed my wages 10 times. 10 times you've changed my wages." But Laban had noticed, my friend, one thing, that God had blessed him because Jacob was in the midst. Now, you bear with me. I'm going to have to lay a little bit of a foundation. As I was looking, I thought that this was in another chapter, but the other chapter, well, there's two other chapters, just to be honest with you, that Jacob had an experience with the Lord. Bible says, and you can go back and read it, it's over in the 28th chapter, you'll find that Jacob had the experience with the Lord in a place, my friend, called Bethel. And he said, "Surely the Lord was in this place, and I knew it not." The place was called Luz at the first, but he named it Bethel, being the house of God. He said, "This is none other than the gate of heaven, the house of God." Now, and there, he prayed to God. He said, "God, you go with me and bring me back again to this place, and I will give a tenth unto thee." I read in your hearing where he went across with a staff, and the Bible says, he said, "I've come back with two bands of people." Now, Jacob did not want to face Esau. He was fearful of his brother Esau. This ain't what I'm going to preach on, and I'm going to have to get there with some of this scripture. Brethren, there's a lot of things sometimes we don't like to face. There's some things. You know who Esau was? Typical, my friend, of who it is, me and you today. We all got an Esau. We, every one of us, my friend, possess an Esau. We've got one that raises up, my friend, and sometimes we're afraid to face him. Just face it. Just think about it. Brethren, Esau, it did not sit well with Esau. My friend, when Jacob had received the blessing because Esau had sold it to him. But it did not sit well with Esau. He hated his brother Jacob. Yes, he did. Ain't what I'm going to preach on. You bear with me, my friend. Bible says that Jacob did not leave, my friend, until God promised him that he'd go with him tonight. Woo! We'd be in better shape, brethren, if we had let God go with us tonight. Would we not?
You might say, and you can read this chapter just as well as I did, my friend Jacob, he put some things in place because of the fear that he had for his brother. Yes, sir. He said, I'll take one band. He said, I'll separate them. He said, if he does away with the one band, he said, I'll still have one. Jacob was looking out for Jacob. But brethren, he prayed that God would deliver him tonight. Woo! I'm going to tell you something, my friend. That's about how we pray sometimes, ain't it? We pray God deliver us and God be with us, and we'll make every provision that we can, brethren, not to face certain things. Yes, we will. That ain't what I'm going to preach on. Lord, help me tonight, my friend. I'd like to preach on power. Power. You know what power is? You know what it takes to have power? Brethren, it takes more than one component. Yes, it does. Even naturally speaking. Brethren, you take a battery, DC voltage, it takes positive and it takes negative. Yes, it does. And I'm going to tell you something. You can have all the positive that you can have. You can build up all the positive you want to, but until you hook the negative to it, you've got no power tonight. Woo! Think about it. My friend, these people that they run around this world and they say, think positive, do positive, get up positive. My friend, you can be on the positive side and still have no power tonight. Woo! I know what I'm talking about. You hear? Hear me. My friend, you can take AC power. You can take it right there, my friend. You take that plate off. Brethren, and you can handle that live power if you'll handle it right. Yes, sir. Brethren, it's hooked up in there right. That's the reason you flip that switch, lights come on. Yes, sir, and you can cut them off and they'll just go out. Why? They got no power. Woo! Think about it. Brethren, they submitted people positive today. Thank God that they're dead. Yes, they are. Preacher, there's something wrong with you. Brethren, it takes both. I don't care which one it is. You can go out there in your vehicle. My friend, you can pull the positive or you can pull the negative. It don't matter. You can pull either one of them. And brethren, you'll have no power. Well, preacher, that negative don't do nothing. Well, where's your power? Huh? Woo! Where's your power? Brethren, we're dead because all we got is positive tonight. Listen to me. Yes, sir. Every now and again, my grandson called me, and I don't know how many times I've told him. He bought him a tool or two and told him what to do. Now, I don't know, and I don't understand why some terminals corrode worse than others, but they do. Some, you go out there in that vehicle I'm driving right now, and you'd think it was a corrosion pit. I did when I first looked at it. Yes, sir, it's just corroded everywhere. I've got another truck, my friend, down there. I've had that thing since 08. And my friend, there ain't a speck of corrosion on it. Huh? Same make truck. All in the world it is a positive and a negative. Why? Why? Brett, there's a lot of folks that's so corroded. Thank God they got no power tonight. That grandson of called and he said it won't crank. Well, have you checked this? Well, I looked at it. I said, son, you're going to have to do exactly what I showed you. I said, you're going to have to take that terminal off and you can take that little brush that I bought you and you run it around on it and put it back on it and see what if you ain't got some power. Woo! 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 Thank God. Ain't nothing wrong with the battery. It's charged up. We just got corroded tonight. Listen. I doubt that any of you checked it. Very seldom do any of us check them. But when they put your power in your house, they put a little ointment on it called OxGuard. I don't care whether they put it on it or whether they didn't put it on it. Down through the years, my friend, sometimes them terminal nuts will back off. Preacher, I ain't touched them. No, but all that power. You hear me? All that usage, all that power. Brethren, coming in there, it'll do us good sometime just to check. Be sure that we still on stream tonight. Woo! Hallelujah! Woo! Ain't that what Jacob done? Before he ever left from over there, he got a hold of God! Did he not? Listen, folks, we need to be rooted and grounded in God tonight. It's where your power comes from. Yes, sir. I work with an old boy. I know enough to be dangerous, I guess. I worked with an old boy and he was talking one day and he said, for the life of me, he said, I can't figure out what's going on. He said, my light bulbs in two rooms, he said, they'll just blow. He said, they'll just blow. He said, I replace them sometimes once a month. I said, son, there's something wrong with your power. Huh? He said, what do you mean? I said, there's something wrong. Probably with your ground. You hear me? Y'all know what a ground is? Brethren, 110 volt. They say the black wire is the live wire. I got news for you. It ain't live without that white one. You know that? You pull it off. You can take that black bar and hold it in your hand. It will not harm you. But you better never get a hold of that white one. Woo! Thank God it'll charge you up. Yes, it will. That's how that current runs. Yes, sir. I know enough. I told that young man, I said, you need to look at it. I said, matter of fact, if you don't know nothing about it, you need to have somebody look at it. You can't just go in, my friend, pull a panel off and look at it and look at all the wires and All the breakers that's sitting there, everything looks fine. But it might not be fine. Brethren, it might be groundwork. Do you hear me? Most of the time it is. Most of the time. You see, my friend, if you get in an automotive wiring, my friend, you'll find out a ground is necessary. You put a new accessory on your automobile, it'll plainly tell you, be sure it's grounded. Why? Brethren, it won't work if it ain't got a ground with it. Woo! Just a red cable don't do it. Have all the juice in the world. That red one ain't got nothing. Huh? Without that black one. Yeah. Is that not right? Grounded! Brethren, we're nothing tonight if we ain't grounded in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's where your power comes from. Do you know that? Jacob had power. Yes, sir. Jacob had power. And Jacob knowed where the source of his power come from. Yes, he did. Wrestled with him all night long, folks. You ever wrestled with the Lord? He normally wins. He normally wins. The man told him, he said, your name's no longer Jacob. You can go over it to, I don't know which chapter, what chapter I read out of, 32. You can go over a couple of three chapters, my friend, and you'll find out that he told him, went over and rehearsed it to him again, that his name would be called Israel. That's where Israel come from. That nation. Right? He had 12 sons. 12 patriarchs of the Lord. 12 tribes of Israel. Yes, sir. You go down and read it and you'll find, my friend, that he blessed not only did he bless them 12, but he blessed the two half tribes of Joseph. Two sons of Joseph, they call half tribes Manasseh and Ephraim. Yes, sir. Go and read it. Brethren, God never did forget Jacob, my friend. But Jacob had a good ground. You hear me? Good ground. Years ago, we kept having problems. Every time it'd come a little lightning storm, I'd have appliances and I'd have TVs. I don't know how many TVs I bought. Got them. I live down there on a little knob, and that knob pretty much all rock when you get down about 10 feet. It's just rock. Lightning likes rocks. But that wasn't altogether the problem. I live in an old house. We didn't have the three-wire ground. We just had the two. Had a black and a white. Had them old plug-ins, and if you had a three-prong, it wouldn't fit. Matter of fact, they still some in that house. Yes, sir. Preacher, that don't mean nothing. They put that extra ground on there for a purpose. Did you know that? Years ago, my friend, and they still have them, by the way, people used to put lightning rods on their house. And that thing would run way up above the house, and it'd run across the house. both sides of the house, and it runs straight in the ground. And that lightning hit, my friend, most of the time it hit that rod. Why? Because it was grounded. You hear me? It was grounded. Yes, sir. I got to looking around. I got to studying around. Everything I put in this house, I've done with three wire. But I'm going to be honest with you. Yes, there's a lot of two wire still left in it. Yes, they are. That wasn't my problem. Come to find out, my friend, that I had a bad ground. And it'd go through everything in that house before it'd go to the ground. You hear me? Do you hear me? Folks, you got a power problem. Huh? And it might not be the power, it might be your ground. You hear me? It might be the ground. And I figured out what was going on. I went down there and yes, I'd put them big old 8-foot rods in the ground. I put two of them. Yes, sir. You know why? I had a ground problem. When I got finished, I wasn't going to have no ground problem. The problem be somewhere else. You hear me? We got a ground problem with our power. You hear me? This young man, I'll finish mine and I'll go back to his. Preacher, where you get all this stuff from? I want you to know when I flip a switch on, I expect there to be power there. Don't you?
Yeah.
I pay a big power bill. Don't you? More so here lately. They don't mind jumping it up. I never do see it come down. But I go through the house. I'm from the old school, I reckon. I go through the house, my friend. I come in and I go in there and everything in the house is on. Flip, 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 flip. I'll cut them off. Yes, sir. And I tell the parties that live with me that if they're not in there and they're not using them, to cut them off. You know why your power bill's jacked up? My friend got everything in there running. Nobody around. But I think, now I might lose all my appliances before I get home, but I got news for you. Since I took that ground and fixed that problem, I've not lost one. I didn't change my power, Robert. I didn't change, my friend, the source where it come in, but I changed the ground. You hear me? Brethren, we need to be rooted and grounded in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he'll bless us just like he blessed Jacob, my friend. Amen. Amen. Jacob didn't have a ground problem. This young man I told you about, he had him an electrician to check things out. And the electrician come in there and he looked at everything. He said, it looks pretty good. Said, it looks like everything's fine. He called the power company. They come out there and they pull the meter in the ground that was coming from the direct all the way to the meter, my friend, was sitting there doing this number. Chattering. Yes, sir, chattering. Calling for power and it hit it every now and again. Them bulbs was blowing. Huh? Yes, sir. Took that screw, screwed it on it. Huh? Fixed his power. Hell! Fixed his power. Listen, nothing wrong with the power source tonight. It has to do with the ground, folks. Yes, it does. Jacob, you know what? You know what this man told Jacob? This man he wrestled with all night. He said, "Thy name's no longer Jacob, but it shall be called Israel." He said, "Because thou hast had power with God and with men." I want you to know something. I believe this with all my heart. Brethren, you let your life be grounded in Jesus. Yeah. Folks, you're going to have power with God, and you'll have power with men as well. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir. They will not be able to deny that comes through the Word of God tonight. Woo! Power. We sang a song that says there's power in the blood. Don't we? There's power in the blood. We sang a song, my friend, also, that they were all in an upper chamber. Huh? Something happened. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, 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 glory, hallelujah. Just be grounded. Thank God you'll have the power tonight. Amen. Yes, you will. I'm going to say this, and you ain't going to like this, but sometimes we run off both, AC and DC. Yes, sir. Did you know what Christ said? Who? Christ. You know what Christ said? He said that he learned obedience through the things of which he suffered. Folks, the sufferings that you go through ain't doing one thing but giving you power. I look at it as the negative for the positive. Did you know in a battery cell, my friend, that them plates run almost, well, they run all together, same line, but they never touch. They never touch. Well, preacher, where does the power come from? When you put that positive on that negative, then you know what happens? All them little cells that's in there, my friend, come alive. Yes, sir. And they produce power. Do they not? Positive and negative. It ain't all positive. It ain't all negative. Folks, but it takes both of them to have power tonight. And brethren, you best be grounded. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Strange, ain't it? Preacher, where do you get all this? You'll have to ask the Lord about that. He gave me the scripture. Matter of fact, he gave me the scripture on the way up here. I drove a car yesterday. I didn't think nothing about it. But I drove one yesterday and had to bring it back to the shop. And, well, I had to go carry it to Carrollton. And I was in this vehicle and started off at the red light and then got out so many feet, bloody everything went black. I mean, motor shut off, everything. For just a second, I said, "That's strange." But it made me feel, you know what it made me feel? It made me feel powerless. Yeah. How am I going to fix something like that if it breaks down? I got a long way to go. Yeah. And I drove on down the road and I hit it about 60, 65, and I'd everything fine. come up to another red light, and honest to goodness, I'm not jiving you, pulled out a little feet from the light, and it, zoop, black as soot, no nothing, motor shuts down, right there. But it's only for a second. Just like that. Picked back up, and I made it again. You'll go nowhere without power. Do you know that? You'll go nowhere. Absolutely. It's got a problem. It's got a situation. It done it three times. Three times. There's something wrong. There's something going awry. I couldn't tell you what that something is. But I made it. You know how I made it? Power. Power. Yes, sir. Power. Wonder working power. Is that not what we sang? Wonder working power. Wonder working. I'm going to tell you something. God ain't finished making wonders. Do you know that? God ain't finished with you. No, sir. What we need to do is just keep the terminals clean. Yes, sir. Stay in touch with who? Him. Amen. Is that not what Jacob done? Amen. When he come back, brethren, is that not? When he come back over there, he told all that come with him. He said, you get rid of all them strange gods. You bring, matter of fact, you bring them over here. We're going to bury them over here beneath this tree. Before we go back to Bethel, the house of God. He knows where his blessings were. That ain't all. He knows where his power was. You may think tonight, I'll leave this with you. I don't know. I really don't. I don't know how I get a hold of some things sometimes. But it's a pretty amazing how the Lord can just show you some of the simplest things and things that's all around us. Yes, sir. But I found out where my power is, hadn't you? I found out, my friend, I might not always be on the positive, but I thank God that I got a good ground. You hear me? A good ground. Most folks believe, and I know what the scripture says. I read just like you do. Most folks believe that all of Samson's strength was in his hair. That's really not true. Do you know that? Oh, preacher, you done got me now? No. It was not just in his hair. There was not a razor supposed to come on his head, but he was not supposed to eat certain things, and he is not to drink strong drink, and keep what? The commandments of God. Read it. It's in there. You'll find it. I ain't worried about it. Preacher is all in his hair. No. Not even when he died was it all in his hair. His hair growed. What they didn't realize that his strength was coming back, but his strength didn't come in his hair. He did not destroy them Philistines because his hair got long. No, sir. He cried out to God. He had no eyes, folks. Poked his eyes out. That's what the world will do for you. And back off, my friend, and laugh at you. Preacher, my friends won't do that. You ain't got friends. You ain't realized that yet? Brethren, it takes the power of God, my friend, to overcome this world. It does. It takes it for me, and it'll take it for you. Jacob within himself knowed he had no strength to come up against his brother. Didn't I read it to you? Esau showed up with what? 400 men. That's what they said, wasn't it? They didn't talk about what Esau had. They just said he showed up and he got 400 men with him. Jacob said, he's going to kill me. That's how he felt. But Jacob had a source. He had a source, thank God, that was working behind the scenes. Yes, sir. And he prayed to that source that he would deliver him from his brother Esau. Yes, he did. Jacob never forgot what God told him. Can I tell you something tonight? You don't either. You don't either. You let the Lord, my friend, talk to you and tell you something, you'll never forget it. And you'll always lean upon it. Jacob did. When he spoke to the Lord, he said, You said that you'd go with me and bring me back. Jacob remembered that. Did he not? I remember what I pray. Don't you? Truth of it is, God does too. I love it. I love it when I see a rainbow. You know why I love it? Because God said when he saw the bow, he'd remember the covenant. That's what he said. When he saw the bow, he'd remember the covenant he made with mankind. And it's still in force. I believe it. I believe he sees them bows. Huh? And it reminds him of what he done for mankind, don't you? But Samson cried out to God. You go and read your book. He cried out to God and he said, Lord, give me strength one more time that I might avenge mine enemy. And God gave it to him. Did he not? Slew more Philistines in his death than he did while he was living. Yes, sir. That wasn't Samson, folks. That was God. Huh? That's where his power was. I could get into that too. I ain't going to. We have a source of power tonight. Yes, we do. It behooves us. Sometimes, my friend, our source, our battery gets a little low. You ever had a battery just to get a little low? We was gone a few days, just recently. We didn't drive the other truck. Hadn't been touched. Kathy said she's going to the store. Next thing I know, she's back in the house. She said, it won't crank. It won't crank. But it tells me it's an older battery. Won't be long. Won't be long. I'll probably have to replace it. I said, honey, ain't no problem. You know why that wasn't no problem? Huh? I got a charger. I got a charger. Jacob needed some charging, didn't he? We ever need any charging? You better believe we do. Every now and again, back when I had a motorcycle, especially in the winter months, you know what I done? I kept a little old, what they call trickler on it. Just trickled, low voltage. And I kept one on it. You know why I done that? I had that motorcycle for 18 years and I only bought one battery. That's why I done it. You hear me? Preacher, it don't work that way. I cranked that truck up. I said, you good to go? She said, you reckon it'll crank again? I said, yeah, you'll be fine. I really didn't know where it would or not, to be honest with you. But I felt like it's the first time they ever give me any trouble, so I felt like it would. And it did. That's my positive thinking. That didn't hurt you. That didn't hurt you. But sometimes, folks, sometimes we just need to be put on the charger. We had a rule when we was working. We had a few electric lifts, and they had what we call a charging station. When them boys left that evening, that vehicle went to that charging station, and they plugged her in. Yes, sir. So when they come in the next morning, they'd undo it, and they'd hook it up. Here they go. Made it all day. Huh? Wouldn't have done it. Wouldn't have done it had they not done that. Because a battery will drain. Them batteries drain. Something to think about these electric cars, too. I'm not going to get into that. Not a bit in this world. Power. Power. Delilah asked Samson, said, wherein lieth thy strength? Where's your power? Where's your power coming from? I said I wasn't going to get into it, but Samson had already went down the wrong path. You hear me? Before he ever laid his head in Delilah's lap. It's in that book. You can read it. Things just don't, you just don't lose your power. I've had people, I worked with a guy that let some things bother him for years. For years. I told him. I said, brother, I said, there's one thing about it. I said, when you repent, I said, you will make acknowledgments to the church. He said, they done me wrong. I said, church ain't never done you wrong. I said, the situation that you was in, you might have thought that some things went awry. I said, but the truth of it is, the church ain't got no problem. You got a problem. Did you know that? Preacher, you ought not talk to people like that. It's just the truth. Can I tell you something? 20-something years, that man. 20-something years. Wouldn't darken the doors. His mother and his dad both was members of that church. They both had passed away. It's right before we'd closed the plant down there where we'd worked for so long. I was going through the plant and he hollered my name. He said, Randy, I need to talk to you. You know what had happened, Crafton? The Lord got on. Yes, sir. He said, when y'all have conference down there? When y'all have conference? I know, I didn't ask him. I just told him. Told him what night we had it. You know what? Next conference, he is there. You know what the man done? He made his acknowledgments. Yes, sir. Found out. Bruce, found out. A lot of times we think everything else is wrong and the power is dwindling out of us. You hear me? You don't hold my power. Be sad if you did, wouldn't it? But we all got power. Nothing different than what Jacob had, my friend. I could go through the scriptures and I've you'd be here a while. But I could go through the scriptures, folks, about men and women alike that was grounded. And you know what they had? Power. With God and with men. I can prove it to you. Book's full of it. Power. Truth of it is, you need it. You need it. That's the message. I'll hush. I ain't finished, but I'll hush. Good to be here. Well, if there's anybody got anything you need to say or do, leave with us.